Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 13th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with the Pledge of Allegiance, or excuse me, an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Bow your heads. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies to help us. We may be holy, that we may say and do the thing for pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll go a little bit out of order today. First, under Commissioners Court, item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Older Americans Month. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Safe Digging Month. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for International Avenue of the Flag. Do I have a motion on items D and E and F?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Buss, if you and Mr. Hayes would like to come up, Commissioner Senegal has a proclamation he's going to present.
Oh, right to the podium.
Thank you. International Avenue of Flags. Whereas the Rotary Club of Port Arthur celebrates 100 years of service in Port Arthur, and whereas celebration of the event, the Port Arthur Rotary and the Economic Development Corporation of Port Arthur pay tribute to the seafarers who sail ships on the Sabine Nature's Waterway, and whereas these ships fly under the flags of countries from around the world, and whereas the United States Coast Guard has identified the flags that most frequently sail the Sabine Nature's Waterway, and whereas the International Avenue of Flags was made possible by a generous donation to the Port Arthur Rotary Club and matched by the EDC, and whereas the Port Arthur Rotary Club will honor these seafarers with the dedication of the International Avenue of Flags located adjacent to City Hall and the Sub Courthouse, I added that, on the seawall and county land. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the day of April 16, 2015 as Port Arthur Rotary Club International Avenue of Flags Day. And we ask all citizens to join honoring the 100th anniversary of the Rotary in Port Arthur as they dedicate the International Avenue of Flags, signed at this day, Judge Brannick in the Commissioners Court.
Thank you so much. You know, a couple of years ago, you signed and agreed to provide us the land for this, and that furation of that land that you gave us is coming. The structure has been built, and so we invite all of you to come. And if you can, we'd like to have you have a small part in this by just, in effect, doing that proclamation as part of our one-hour ceremony, if one of you can, or if all of you can. So anyway. And Rotary, of course, was what we were founded in 1915 and sponsored by the Rotary Club of Beaumont, who was started in 1913. Port Arthur Club was the 16th Rotary Club in the state of Texas and the 147th Rotary Club in the world. So we've been at it a long time. So thank you so much for the proclamation. Thank you for the land. We hope this is a display of good things for our entire community in Southeast Texas.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you to the Rotary Club, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Buss. We appreciate that y'all have gotten behind this project and moved it forward, and it's appropriate as you celebrate your 100th year anniversary. I think it's important that the people out in the community understand how important that waterway is. We're the third largest port in the United States. We've got the number one military offload port, and that's saying something. Almost, you know, between Houston-Galveston Ship Channel and Sabine Neches Ship Channel, about 60% of the nation's energy is produced, and so we can't ever, it's a point of pride. We have a right to be proud of that waterway, and it creates so many thousands of jobs that it's appropriate that you salute it.
I look at it this way. None of us would be here. Our three cities would be the size of Winnie if it weren't for that waterway. That's the bottom line. Thank you, and I don't degrade Winnie either when I say that.
I want to say thank you also, Mr. Hayes, Mr. Buss. I don't know if anyone has had the opportunity to pass by and see what the rendition of that monument's going to look like. I watched it be constructed daily as I go to my office, and it's 98% finished without having. I think Jefferson County's going to be recognized on that monument also as a contributor, as well as the city of Port Arthur. The flags are up, ladies and gentlemen. It's beautiful. I mean, it's going to be a showcase. And I think some of the things we're doing downtown, it just ties into that history of this area, that kids can take a tour bus, go to the Gulf Coast Museum, the New Box, Water Park, not Water Park, Water we're putting in. I'm going to leave it at that. And I just think, I appreciate y'all coming up with that. 100 years is a long time. I don't know if I'm gonna get to see 100 years, but that's an honor, and I thank y'all for even thinking about doing that, and we're glad to participate in that. I want to thank the judge and the court for, without a hesitation, donating that land to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Sinegal, and I want to personally thank you for all the times that I've come down there and your cooperation and things you've done for me personally. Thank you so much.
All right, Ms. Schellenberger, you'd like to come up to the podium? We've got a proclamation in support of Older Americans Month, and whoever you wish to bring up, Ms. Suit. Whereas May is Older Americans Month, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bonds between neighbors to create a better place to live. Whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation. And whereas to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunities to remain in their communities as active, engaged citizens. And whereas Older Americans Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older adults in leading quality lives while maintaining dignity and independence. And whereas the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize their contributions to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community, and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable. Whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community economically, socially, culturally, or otherwise, improving the quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the 4th annual Deliver the Difference Luncheon, benefiting Meals on Wheels, to honor and celebrate Marie Broussard, Charlene S. Cook, and Pete Shelton on May 7th of 2015. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 2015 as Older Americans Month, and we urge all citizens to recognize our senior Americans for all of their contributions to our county and to our country.
Thank you, Judge Brannick. Distinguished members of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court and fellow citizens of Jefferson County gathered together today in this courtroom. I'm Cynthia Wolf, chair of the 4th Annual Deliver the Difference Luncheon, benefiting the Meals on Wheels program of Nutrition and Services for Seniors, and I bring greetings and appreciation from Elaine Schellenberger, Executive Director. Today, I am not alone. As you see, key members of Team Deliver the Difference are here with me. Community icons, Jefferson County Tax Collector Allison Getz, Ambassador Emeritus of the Beaumont Chamber of Commerce, Connie Such, and one of our former honorees who is a community icon all by herself, Dora Nisby. But there are more than 6 volunteers working together to make our upcoming event a success. We will honor a trio of community treasures, Marie Broussard, Charlene S. Cook, and Pete Shelton, and we are so proud to have Pat Anderson as our honorary chair. They each live service above self daily, and each of their stories is inspirational. Those stories will be shared on May 7th at the Event Center during the 4th Deliver the Difference Luncheon. All of us in this room are blessed with so very much. We have food on our tables. However, many in Southeast Texas must turn to others for help in having food brought to them by the Meals on Wheels drivers of nutrition and services for seniors, many of whom are community volunteers. In fact, our drivers travel 12,000 to 15,000 miles per week in Hardin and Jefferson counties within a service area larger than Harris County. In 2014, we served our 6 millionth meal. Nutrition and Services for Seniors prepares and serves over 1,500 nutritional meals daily. In a year, that amounts to over 400,000 life-sustaining meals prepared in Beaumont at our main office on Concord, where we are about to construct our Grow to Share garden. The fruits and vegetables from the garden will supplement what is given to the seniors and disabled adults that we serve. We serve lunch both for our Meals on Wheels clients and to those who want to be served at our 17 congregate dining facilities across Jefferson and Hardin counties. Besides the food, nutrition and services for seniors also provides transportation for drivers escorting our clients to doctor's appointments, dialysis, and to grocery shop. Transportation for life-sustaining rides just in 2014 numbered over 41,000. As representatives of Team Deliver the Difference, and on behalf of our clients who live at home only because of the services of nutrition and services for seniors, we invite you and your families to attend. And thank you for the proclamation. There is an invitation for each of you at your desk today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. We'll look forward and just I think that's going to be May 7th at 11:15 at the Event Center in Beaumont.
That is correct.
Great.
And we thank you, Judge Brannick, for your sponsorship, and we encourage the other commissioners and all in this room to participate in their way also. Thank you so very much.
All righty. We also have a proclamation relating to Safe Digging Month, and I understand that there are representatives of the pipeline industry that are here. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Philip Barker. I'm Public Awareness Representative for Shell Pipeline.
And I'm Dave Janwich, the Area Maintenance Supervisor for Shell Pipeline.
Commissioner Weaver is going to read the proclamation.
Thank you for being partners with us to try to educate everyone on the dangers involved in digging, as we all know. It's my pleasure to read this proclamation, National Safe Digging Month. Whereas each year the nation's underground utility infrastructure is jeopardized by unintentional damage by those who fail to call 911 and to have underground lines located prior to digging. And whereas undesired consequences such as service interruption, damage to the environment, and personal injury, and even death are potential results. And whereas in an effort to reduce these damages for public safety, 811 provides potential excavators and homeowners a simple number to reach their local one call center to request utility line locations at the intended dig site. And whereas through education of safe digging practices, excavators and homeowners can improve public safety by making a simple call to 811 in advance of any digging project, waiting the required amount of time, respecting the marked lines by maintaining visual definition throughout the course of the excavation, and finally digging with care around the marks. And whereas all parties agree that safe digging is a shared responsibility, now therefore be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby proclaim April 2015 as National Safe Digging Month in Jefferson County, Texas, and we encourage excavators and homeowners throughout the county to always call 811 before digging. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners.
Thank you, Judge, and the commissioners. There's a lot of pipelines in this area, and we encourage you to dig with care and call 811 before you dig.
Thank you.
All right, moving back to our regular agenda, we'll go to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and possibly approve a sole exemption pursuant to Local Government Code Section 262.0243 for an item necessary because of the unforeseen damage to public property for the repairs of Jefferson County Sheriff's Department OH-58 helicopter to Vector Aerospace. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a Motorola Services annual agreement for the countywide 800 millihertz radio system in the amount of $639,844.44. This is in accordance with the Houston-Galveston agreement. Cost is shared by all entities in Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange counties. Item C is to consider and possibly approve disposal of Motorola microwave and Pelco camera equipment property. Scrap property is to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it may command, with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Move. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer to District Clerk for coffee supplies for jurors in the amount of $700. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for the District Clerk for additional costs for passport supplies and chairs in the amount of $1,500. Item C is to consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the purchase of two computers without monitors in the amount of $2,347. Item D is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2014. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending January 31st, 2015. Item F is to receive and file Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Department audited financial statements for the year ended August 31st, 2014 and related SAS 114 letter. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 405708 through 405984. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, we've done items D through F. Item A is to receive and file an executed affiliation agreement between Lamar University and Jefferson County Health Department for training pharmacy technicians. Item B is to receive and file Exhibit A and C for the interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Arthur, which created the Texas Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone Number 1, which was approved, received, and filed on March 9th of 2015. Item C is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for a closed pod in the event of a disaster. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county treasurer, we have two items. Item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for March 2015, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is considering possibly authorize the county treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo Bank for the funds of Jefferson County and the Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Funds. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under engineering, item A is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a tolling agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers regarding the after-the-fact permit application for erosion work completed on the Neches River waterway. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. What that is that we have a nationwide permit. We had an erosion project that we were doing down on Pleasure Island where the road was fixing to fall in there that serves the people to go to the marina and the apartment or condominiums and houses that are located in that area. It was designed by LJA Engineering. It was done under the nationwide permit after, well, probably 2 days before, 3 days before construction was completed. Corps of Engineers came in and said we needed to do an individualized permit because it posed a potential hazard to navigation. It was hundreds of feet off the the navigable parts of the Sabine Nature's Waterway. And we have been arguing back and forth with them for many, many months. They finally came in last week and said that they would issue an after-the-fact permit application. It's really a technicality because the structure's already there and the road's already protected, but that's what we're going through. Any other discussion or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under the Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve a resolution to approve the Regional Crime Lab's application for the 2016 Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Grant, which is fully funded for $35,000 and requires no matching funding. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, we are adjourned, and we thank you all for being here today.